We promised you a conversation with, do I still call him up and coming? He's been doing this since 2015, and he exploded onto the South African scene when he did a beautiful portrait of the late Joe Mafela. And he used salt. I think that's what captivated a lot of our imaginations. Percy Maimela, who's a visual artist, used salt to create that particular portrait. And he's gone on to create more and more. We're talking to him now in light of his exhibition, which is currently on at the State Theatre. It's on until the 15th of December. It's been on since the 6th of November. So if you've checked it out, I'd love to get your reviews, or you've seen his work, do give us a call, because he makes beautiful work using an everyday natural ingredient, which is salt. The exhibition is titled Salt Art and the Earth, and he's a self-taught visual artist. Percy, it is such a pleasure to talk to you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Azania, and how are you?
I'm very good. Quite excited, because from time to time I would see your work, make it into different publications, make it onto social media. It would circulate, that retweet it a couple of times. So it's wonderful to finally speak to you.
Yeah, it's wonderful to speak to you as well. Hey.
How's that exhibition gone? Because it started on the 6th of November.
Yo, the exhibition is nice, man. People are loving what they're seeing, and I'm loving the reviews from the people.
Yeah.
And it's all effective. Yeah.
So what a lovely feature about this is that there is a live segment where we get to see you doing your thing with salt. What were the portraits that you've been doing, or the kind of art you've been doing as part of the live part of the exhibition?
Oh, the live part, I've done like a few portraits of a few icons.
Mm-hmm.
The last one was a small picture of Dr. Esther Mashangu.
Oh, yes.
Which was inspirational, because like she's an artist as well.
Yes.
And then like she's one of our grandmothers. Like, people seeing me doing the wrinkles and the face, like, it's exciting. That was the last piece I did. Yeah, I think yesterday. Yes.
Oh, that should take for a pretty penny. That should go in no time.
Yeah, that's a quick thing. Yeah, it's a quick thing.
How long does it take you? As you say, it's a quick thing.
Around, let's say, 30 minutes to an hour.
30 minutes to an hour to complete a portrait.
To complete a portrait, yes. A big one as well.
Yes, a large one, a large one.
Yes.
But so, Percy, you're a self-taught visual artist. When did you first discover that you had this kind of gift?
I think ever since I've known myself, from primary school, since I've held a pencil, I've been trying to sketch and trying to figure out how that works, until I decided to take it as a professional career, full-time. And then now it's my lifestyle.
Yeah, so you grew up in Winterveld, just north of Pretoria. I've been to Winterveld, and I know that life can be really hard there.
Yeah, life is hard in Winterveld. I mean, it's sort of ruralish, but we're getting better day by day. And then realizing, like, that's, hence I'm doing things with, like, for example, using salt. We're in a rural area trying to use whatever is around us to produce the artworks.
Yeah.
So salt was one of the forms that will motivate people, because it's been in every household. And then imagining that someone can produce such artwork out of salt, from Winterveld, that's like, amen.
Yeah, and so when you were growing up, when you were in school, what kind of encouragement did you get? Were you able to express your art through school, or was it largely something you kept to yourself and did on the side as a child?
I did most of the time. I did art as a child, as a side thing, as a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never thought of art as a career. Like, until maybe after 2005, when I was done with matric, that's when I decided, man, this could be something that I can follow.
Yeah.
But before then, it was just like, we've never had so much of like role models who do art that you can say, no, I want to be like who and who. And then become an artist. Like, it was an abandoned field of where someone can make money or make a living out of it.
Mm.
So becoming an artist It's actually not an easy thing. You have to determine yourself before you become an artist.
Yeah, absolutely. You're so right about that. You mentioned Dr. Esther Mahlangu a little bit earlier on, because now you are within the art community and you've been exposed to the art of other people as a result. So who inspires you? Whose work do you enjoy as a fellow artist?
There's like a huge group of South African artists who are active now. Boli Sisi Tladi, Ike, there's like Bobra Roy and Denise, who's been on the field, Swakanyana, like, they sort of created us. Wosello, Silo Malibia, they created us. They've given us something that we can rely on. Mm-hmm. And then now we have to nurture it and make it something that the next generation can see and think, we want to become like that.
Yes, yeah. Yes. We want to become like Percy Maimela. We want to become just like that. But Percy, there's a famous story. Anybody who's looked at your work, who's read up about you, knows the famous story of how you were working in retail and you weren't particularly inspired in that job. And then the inspiration came because the salt spilled. Just take me back to that day when there was salt that had spilled and started.
Okay, so this is how it started. Like this other day, I was busy at work and then I finished my work earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 30 minutes to kill before I can go to lunch. And then I was just roaming around bored. Like, yo, man, that was a boring day. And then I had to go to the storeroom. When I went to the storeroom, like, after opening the door, I saw this white thing, like, it's a clump of salt, which was scattered on the floor.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, from a damaged pack of salt. And then before, like, I could see color before I could see that was salt. Like, I saw the whiteness and the gray scale, measuring the whiteness with the dark gray of the... what do you call it, the flow.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, no, man, this is more like what I'm using, because I'm using a pencil and I'm using a page which is black and white, mm-hmm. which is the same color.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, let me try something before I go to lunch. Then I decided to download a drawing, and then I did the drawing. As I was doing the drawing, my colleagues, they came to the storeroom. They were like, yo, mind blown. Like, seriously, man, can you do this? Like, how have you done this before? I'm like, no, this is my first time.
Yeah.
So that's how it started, yeah.
Oh, wow. So they were like, don't clean it up. Don't sweep it up. Leave it just like that. It's a masterpiece. Just in like a couple of minutes, it's a masterpiece on the floor. Yeah.
On the floor in 30 minutes, yeah.
Wow. So do you only use salt, or have you explored other everyday materials, like maybe mealie-meal, just everyday things, other ingredients perhaps to add to the salt, or even other materials?
So after the salt thing, after that day, I decided to, before I sweep, like I dispose of any damaged packs, I decided to use whatever is damaged and then produce an artwork. So it was an everyday practice. I've tried maize meal, I've tried sugar, I've tried a few spices. Yeah.
You've tried spices?
I've tried spices, it's just that I'm not into color, but I did try spices as well.
Yeah.
So, but like, I've tried a lot of things. I've even tried like black ashes, like just burning stuff and then using black ashes to produce an artwork, and it worked out nice.
So quite, it's expanding. The repertoire of the things that you use is expanding. And you still do pencil?
I still do pencil, yes.
Yeah. So a lot of interesting things have happened since, not just this exhibition. Now, you must have been quite honored when the State Theatre said, let's do this. Let's have the Salt Art of the Earth exhibition.
Yeah, imagine like at the State Theater, and then I'm having my own show, like a solo exhibition at the State Theater.
A solo exhibition. Let's emphasize that. Let's put an exclamation to that. A solo exhibition. And you decided to become full time at this in 2015. So 3 years down the line, here you are.
Yes, 3 years down the line, I'm here, and then I'm still growing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still a child in this field, but I'm getting better and better every day.
Yes. Well, Percy, we're going to take a break, and we'll take calls as well if you want to chat to Percy Maimela, a visual artist with an exhibition on at the moment at the State Theatre. It's free, by the way, public viewing for free until the 15th of December. So go on and take a look. I think it's a wonderful precinct. The kind of projects coming out of the State Theatre for the community in Pretoria is absolutely incredible. From grassroots onto the big stage is a wonderful cycle. You know, they seem to be great collaborations that are coming from township theatres and onto the State Theatre. There's great recognition of what is happening at grassroots within that precinct and the general Pretoria area. So do go through to the State Theatre. Maybe you have seen this exhibition or have been a fan of Percy's work. We'll take your calls and your comments on 011-883-0702 and 31702 for your SMSs.
Azania Mosaka on 702.
It's now 10 minutes to 2 o'clock. You may have seen this visual artist's work in the past. He's done portraits of people like Steve Biko, of William Shakespeare, Chris Hani, Lillian Ngoyi, the late Joe Mafela. The list is endless. In fact, there was a time when he could be found in different public spaces in the city of Tshwane, creating portraits using ash. And he creates them so quickly, within half an hour to an hour. He's done with these absolutely accurate portraits. And he joins us now on the line in light of his exhibition, which is on at the State Theatre at the moment. And it's all under the incubator program funded by the Department of Arts and Culture. So it's a development program designed to accelerate the successful transition of artists like him, semi-professional entrepreneurial artists, to a point where they are able to stand shoulder in shoulder amongst the more established. So it takes them through an array of business, technical and artistic mentorship. And this is just one of those chapters for Percy Maimela. So we're taking your calls. Maybe you've seen him do his thing. What are your thoughts? Let's go to Tsepiso calling from Midrand. Hi, Tsepiso.
Hi, Azania. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. First day on the line on any radio station.
It brought Percy, but yes. It meant, yeah, it had to take Percy Maimela being on for you to call, yes. Tsepiso.
Hi, Percy. How's it? Good, man. I don't know if you remember me, but I saw you one day in Pretoria and you were drawing some drawing. You were working and you were drawing it in pen, no mistakes. I stopped you actually on the way. And then just to say big up, what you're doing is very excellent. I mean, you inspire a lot of artists. Art is not being celebrated at the moment. And that's another way of capturing culture, our culture in time. So keep doing what you're doing and just God bless you, man.
Oh, man.
Bless, man. Thank you.
Tsepiso, right, thank you for the call. Percy?
I was just saying thank you, Tsepiso. Like, I'll keep pushing.
Right? Yes. You sound like a bit of a show-off, Percy. You're busy drawing whilst you're walking and with pen, Nogal. So, talk to me about this incubation program.
So the incubator program, it runs like every year.
Mm.
So you have to apply, and then they take you through they accept your, like, you will become one of the program. They take you through some workshops, so to develop yourself, and then so you can write your proposals and stuff,
mm-hmm.
Do the paperwork, and then afterwards you get the mentorship for the whole program.
Mm.
Then they build you up to wherever you want to go, so you can just fly if you want to fly.
Mm.
And yes, so now I'm still with my mentor, and then pushing like displaying the artwork. And then after this, then I have to talk with my mentor again, so we can go. So he can tell me how to go forth.
Okay, all right. So you have better direction, better sense of the vision that you have, and how to get there.
Yes.
Mm. So I also see that this year there was news that you were introduced to conceptual art when you launched your new body of work, the one entitled Ancestors Masks, Wabadimu, at the Turbine Art Fair, the art fair that takes place in Johannesburg. And this was through the Mokka Gallery. How did that go?
Yo, that was like, imagine for an intro, like I gave them eight works, I mean, like I produced 8 works just for this concept, and then it was an intro, like I just wanted to see the response of people.
Mm-hmm.
So the show is actually for 3 days, starting from Friday night and then ending on Sunday. So I gave them 3 works for that show, and then by Saturday, like I already had 2 works, and then they told me, hey man, we need more work. I'm in Mpumalanga, guys, come on. So my conceptual right now has been like, it's been accepted well. I think they like it, even through the show, like people, they getting in, like they connect to the concept that I'm currently working on.
Yes. Let's hear from Tepiso. Tepiso, I see that you've seen the show.
Hi, Azza. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Welcome, Tepiso.
I'm very well. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hi, Tepi.
Hi, Tepi. How are you?
Hey, Isha. You know what, Azza? We actually went down on Saturday with a friend of mine, Gahi, and we saw the show because we follow him. I call him Salt Bay, and I've seen many pictures of the salt on Facebook, but I couldn't believe it, so I had to go and touch the salt, and it's real, guys. It's brilliant, it's beautiful. So yeah, he had Mama Shangu and Miriam Makeba. It was, they come out perfect,
so accurate. I think that's the part that is just astounding, that using a material like salt, you get that kind of, that level of accuracy.
I actually touched it. I hope I didn't mess it up, Tepi.
You probably did. I was going to say, Tepi, so the law, mulao, ki hore, you do not touch art.
I'm so sorry. I just wanted to feel it and experience it. It's brilliant. And thank you so much for sharing his talent. And his guide is very brilliant. He did a piece for a friend of mine for his birthday where he drew from a picture, and that also came out perfect. So I don't know what he tries and he doesn't win on it. But you must just keep on keeping on. I wish him all the best for the future.
Yeah. Thank you for your call. Yeah. Tepi, so lovely. WhatsApp says, I just love Percy's energy, Azania. Well, let's make sure we support his art as well. So how do you keep the art preserved, intact? What happens after you've created a piece with the salt, particularly?
With the salt, at this current moment, I don't have a way to fix this, so to make it a permanent artwork.
Mm.
So I've tried several ways. The thing with me is that I don't want the artwork, I don't want to sell or to take the artwork to the public if it's not convincing to myself. Mm. People can buy it, but it's not like convincing. I want it to stay like 500 years after I'm gone. So I'm still looking for a proper way to make it permanent.
And I wonder if there's anyone listening who has thoughts on how that can be done, the kind of techniques or the kind of technology that's out there that would allow for Percy to create the art, but then also to then render that art permanent in that form using salt. I'd really love to take your thoughts, because it's one that my mind is running wild right now. And then this partnership with Marine Sea Salt. They're based in Port Elizabeth. They spotted your work on the internet. And they wanted to make you a brand ambassador. Is that still in the works?
Yeah, I'm still. Actually, I'm working with the Marine.
Mm.
I do like every month. I'm giving them they're buying 4 of my artworks.
Wow.
For their social media.
Yes.
And then, yeah, that's already signed. Yes.
Yes. Oh, fantastic. Yes. Oh, Percy, keep on doing and creating the beautiful work that you do. At least you have an endless supply of salt, courtesy of Marine Sea Salt. Enjoy the exhibition. And if we don't get to buy the work that's made out of salt, we know that there is also your work with ash and pencils and other materials that I know is important in maintaining your livelihood and also just growing the profile of your art.
Yeah, I do have like artworks that, like, I have about 23 artworks that you can buy, that you can check. Actually, my most, like, the thing about this artwork, the concept is about creating conversation. So most people, they come here, they look at the artwork, and then they come to me. Now we get to talk about the artwork, so they connect more after we spoke about the artwork.
Yes, yes, it's a conversation. Thank you so much, Percy.
Thank you, Azania. Thank you.
Loved chatting to you.
Thanks to the listeners.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I saw a fingerprint on my throat.
Now you know where it came from.
Right. Now I know where it came from.
That's Percy Mabela, visual artist out of Pretoria, originally from Winterveld. And he's got this exhibition on Watch Him Work. I think that's what keeps people so fascinated. When you see the portraits afterwards, they are incredibly, they're perfect depictions of your image, of the image of the subject, of course. And then on top of that, just watching him is even more charming about how he makes this possible. But there's also that question, of course, about how to preserve the works that have been made out of art and render them permanently in that position.